This past Friday, Loretta Lynn celebrated her 65th birthday. Born in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, to Clara and Ted Webb, Loretta was 13 years old when she married Oliver V. Mooney Lynn. The couple moved to Bellingham, Washington, where she raised a family, wrote songs, and sang on local radio stations and in clubs. Her first recording, Honky Tonk Girl, was released in 1960, and it quickly put Loretta Lynn's name on the country music charts for the first of many times. She became a regular on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, toured the world, and in 1972, Loretta Lynn became the first woman named Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association. In 1970, she released a song which tells the story of her life. Coal Miner's Daughter is one of NPR's 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century.
My husband says, go ahead and put that on an album, and I had 8 more verses to it. So I started putting the song down, and Orrin Bradley come out and said, Loretta, you're going to have to take some of them verses off of that song. Said, El Paso's already been done once. I guess it was 6 minutes long. And I said, but this is my story of my life. And he said, I can't help it. There ain't nobody going to listen to the story of your life for no more verses. So I had to take 8 verses off. But I had 6 left.
What were you talking about in the verses that you had to take out?
I remember that in one of the verses, I talked about mommy paper on the wall with the movie magazines, and she named me after Loretta Young because she had Betty Davis and Claudetta Colbert and Loretta Young up on the wall. And the day before I was born, and she said, if this baby's a little girl, I'm going to name her after one of them girls. And she said, I kept looking at the pictures, and I thought Loretta Young was the prettiest. So I named you Loretta, and I'm glad she did.
Yeah. But you tried to write a verse about her paper in that house.
That was one of them, and I wrote about Daddy throwing a log, cutting an old log and tree and putting it across the creek when it'd rain. And the creek would get a rise, or whatever you want to call it. And we'd walk across the log to get to school.
How did you come to write that song?
Well, it was just I just sat down and I thought, well, I think I'll write a song for the Osborne Brothers. And when I sat down with my guitar, I'd been doing TV all day as the Wilbur Brothers show, and I went into the bathroom, and it's a ladies' bathroom, and I just had my guitar with me, and I started singing, well, I was born the coal miner's daughter. So I thought, well, it looks like this. I've changed this song. So I just kept going, and I wrote it about my life.
How long did it take?
Not very long.
Just sitting in the bathroom?
Just sitting in the bathroom. I had it wrote before the show started.
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn.
Is it true the song wasn't released right away, that it sort of stayed in the can for a while?
Yeah, I think Wings Upon Your Horns was released first.
Why'd they wait so long?
I don't know. I think, they went back in, they put a banjo to it, and they was just messing around with the album. Back then, it didn't take a year to get an album out. It just took 2 weeks, you know. Within a month, you had your album done, wrote, sung, and it was over, and it was in the stores. And now they wait. Some people do songs like for a year, 2 years for an album. And I can't, well, I'd be so sick of the songs, I couldn't stand them.
Hmm. Your husband thought it would be a hit, did you?
Yeah, he sure did.
Did you?
I didn't think anybody'd be interested in my life. I know everybody's got a life, and they all have something to say. Everybody has a story about their life. It wasn't just me. I guess I was just one that told it.
Why do you think that, you know, people that live in the suburbs, people whose experiences are so different from the ones that you expressed in the song, from your own life. What do you think it is about the song that makes them respond to it?
Well, I think a lot of them, you know, their daddies worked in the coal mines, or their grandfather, or whatever, you know, in London, in England, there was nothing but coal mines. And in different parts of the country, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, I mean, there's coal mines all over the world. And there's a lot of coal miners' daughters, coal miners' sons.
There's also a lot of people whose beginnings were poor,
right,
that made it.
Yes, there is some of us, but I'm kind of getting tired of hearing, oh, everybody that's making it now is coming, you know, or we're poor, because I know better than that. You know that they wasn't as poor as I was. I go back to where I come from now and wonder how in the devil I got out of there. You know, I said, I was lucky to get out of this place. I mean, there was many times we went to bed hungry and wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, we'd smell chicken cooking. Mommy get us up and let us eat and go back to bed. Lee Dollar had to go someplace when he'd find out we didn't have nothing to eat. And he'd steal chickens and stuff and bring them for Mommy to cook. So she'd get us up and let us eat and put us back to bed. We was poor enough when we started to school that we had to get in bed to pull our socks and stuff off for Mommy to wash in the winter, you know. So we'd stay warm till everything was clean to go to school. We didn't have two or three pair of socks. Let's put it that way. We had one pair of shoes a year, and before the year was over, there'd be holes in them. I'd be putting pasteboard boxes in the bottom of my shoes, and they'd be wore out in the winter. You know, that paper don't last that long.
In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. The money somewhere.
Yeah. It was rough, but it made me a better person.
How?
I think it made me realize the bad times. My kids don't know what bad times were. And I think the first two remembered, but the rest of them would not ever dream what bad times were. But you know, after I got married, I really understood what my mother and daddy went through. Because I really didn't know how hard times were till I had to go through the same thing with my kids.
You didn't realize you were having hard times when you were growing up?
Well, I knew Mommy. After I got married and my kids was hungry, I knew that Mommy went through more than I did. Because I went through a lot worrying about my kids.
When the song was released, how did the industry respond to it?
You know, I never did pay much attention to how people acted when I'd release a record, because I had four or five that was banned and they went number one, so I didn't care what they thought. Mm. I mean, why should I? I mean, as long as you have a hit record, I didn't care what the industry thought about it. Mm-hmm.
What'd they think about you? I mean, I know you didn't care about it, but did that sort of prove to people that you were a writer?
I think it proved to them that I was going to make it no matter what was in front of me. I would make it, you know. No matter how steep that mountain was, I'm going to climb it. And no matter what I had to do to get there, I might have to crawl a little, but I think everybody ought to crawl. I just don't think it. You ought to have everything and not know where it come from. How in the devil would kids today know how to build a fire and cook if we had a war or something was to happen to this country? How could they take care of themselves? Now, this ought to be taught in school instead of sex. They know how to do that.
Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way.
Ever go back to Butcher Hollow?
Oh, yeah. We still got the old home place. And my brother, Herman, he keeps it open for people to go in. And he called me the other day, raising the devil, wanting me to get a hold of the governor of Kentucky. because they'd paved their little old road down there except Butcher Holler. And he said, Lordy, you're the only one that brings any taxes in this place, and they ain't never paved this place. You call that governor and tell him what I said.
Did you?
He got told today. So I'll have to call my brother and tell him, well, the governor knows now.
You mean after all this time you're finally getting a road in there?
Well, it's been an old dirt road, you know. We had a path that we walked out of when I was just a girl. But they've, since I left Butcher Holler and made such a name for Butcher Holler, they've put an old dirt road in there, but it needs to be where they can get in and out in the wintertime, you know.
If you walked into the house, would you still see those movie magazine pictures on the
yes,
wall?
Yes, and on the fireplace, you see where me and Junior had marked all the way up the fireplace every other day, how just a little bit, how much taller we'd gotten. Like, seemed like every month, you know, we'd measure ourselves to see how much taller we'd gotten. And it's so funny to see how little you were when you, you know, started.
You know, you've had such a great career. You've had incredible success. Are there things that you still do that you can trace back to the time in Butcher Holler when you had nothing?
Oh, yeah. You know, I still have a garden. I still put stuff in the freezer and can. I still do things like I always did, like Mommy always did. It's always better, I think, than buying it at the store, I think. And I don't know. It's just the way I was raised, and I guess it'll never leave me. Things don't change, you know. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep cause we were taught. I never thought of ever leaving. Put your heart.
Our story on Loretta Lynn and Coal Miner's Daughter was produced by Elizabeth Blair.